I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
When someone suffers abuse, one of the biggest distortions is to think that God is doing some type of karma thing, that God is getting them back, God is upset at them. The very God who is the one who has compassion and mercy is the one who many people who have suffered think is actually against them. And then in addition to that, the distorted identity is another effect, that I'm damaged goods, I'm stupid, I'm deserving of being alone, this should have happened to me, I'm disgusting, I'm defiled, I'm filthy, and all of these things, that because the person who's harming you is either saying these or communicating these by their actions. And then that becomes a voice that we actually say to ourselves. The voice of condemnation is not just without, but it's also inside. And that's why talking about the character and nature of God and his disposition towards those who suffer is so important. But also, what does that good, loving, powerful God say about you? If you're in Christ, what God says about you, and these are words straight from the Bible applied directly to God's people: pure, righteous, without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, child of God. I mean, all of the things that the Bible says about those who are in Christ are true of us, but because they were first true about Jesus Christ, we are called what Jesus was. And if we're in him, that's given to us. That's accounted to us. That is our identity. And so what's wonderful is that God counters our distorted identity with an amazing identity that we could not even make up. I mean, when people are told to do positive self-statements, I mean, we come up with things like, I'm smart and people like me, as opposed to what God says: you are my child, I am your God. And if you are in Christ, I don't see you as distorted and filthy. I see you as pure and righteous, without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. You are holy and perfect. These are words that Scripture uses as attributed or imputed to us because we're in Christ. We are declared all of these things. And the beautiful thing is that he doesn't just call us those things, but he actually makes us what he calls us. He works in us to will and do his good pleasure. He imparts his Holy Spirit, puts his Holy Spirit in us, so the very things that he declares about us become a reality in our lives now.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.